This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
From BaltimoreBaseball.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Rich Dubroff. Rich, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I am feeling great, Bob, and I hope Ryan is feeling well, but I have a little bit of a hungry heart today.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I haven't seen the Orioles win in a while, so we'll see, you know, because I have a wife but not a kid in Baltimore, Jack.
But you took a wrong turn and you never came back, sort of like my grandfather.
Well, I'll be back Monday morning.
You know? Now, to start on a somber note, Jim Henneman passed away. The Orioles announced that earlier this morning. Of course, the press box at Camden Yards is named after him. And, you know, we've all know it. You know him a lot better than I did. And, of course, he was writing for the Birds before Ryan was even born, before Cal even played for the Orioles. I mean, Henneman goes back to the dynasty team of the late 60s, early 70s. But talk about Jim Henneman and, you know, his baseball acumen, which is almost untouched. But the kind, generous nature that he had and why he was so beloved by people familiar with the Orioles and Baltimore sports in general.
Well, I'm proud to say that I was a good friend of his. I love Jim Henneman. He was a terrific guy. And one of the best things about Jim Henneman, and I tweeted this earlier today, was that, you know, even though he'd been around, he was at the first Oriole game in 1954. He wasn't working then, but he was in high school, and he was in college, and he was at the first game in 1954. There were very few people alive who were at that first game. He was more interested in talking about the Orioles in 2025 than he was talking about the Orioles in the 50s or 60s or 70s. You know, a lot of people who are older want to talk about the good old days. He was excited about what was happening with the team now. I remember in 2022, after the collective bargaining agreement was settled, he called me up because he wanted to talk about the provisions in the CBA. You know, I mean, and another great thing about him was he really loved being around, you know, not only the older writers like myself and Peter Schmuck and Rock Kabatko and Dan Connolly, but the younger writers like Jacob Calvin Meyer and Jake Rill. I mean, he loved being around the young people just to see, you know, to see how well they were doing. He would say, gee, I don't know if I could do what you guys do, you know, because the business has changed so much since, you know, he wrote for it. But just a wonderful guy.
Truly was. And, you know, that's, it kind of goes back into the history and how many people embodied the Orioles, and also why people care so much about the Orioles. It's deep rooted in this community here, Rich. And I am doing well, though. Thank you. I am glad to talk to you. And hey, look, then we're talking about the Birds. They're hot right now. They're winners of one in a row. This Boston series, little bit about the doubleheader starting. There's some murmurs, I guess, about who could be maybe the 27th man, Bob. Is that correct?
It's Trevor Rogers.
So, I mean, I'm curious. You know, what's your kind of take here for the Orioles facing an AL East foe on the road right now, trying to maybe put something together?
I think it's going to be really – I think this is a very difficult day. Having two left-handers. And the Orioles, as you know, Ryan, in recent years have not had a lot of left-handed starters.
Right.
But having two left-handed starters, and even though Trevor Rogers hasn't been announced as a starter for the second game, I mean, that's why he's here. And having two guys, two left-handers start here against a good team, it's going to be, it's going to be hard. The season is basically lost. I mean, we all know that. It would take a miracle for them to get back in the race. They'd have to play way over 600 ball, and they haven't played close to that. And so, in order to salvage the season, they're going to have to start. They're going to have to start winning some series. And if they win two out of four games here, I mean, I think that would be that would be a realistic goal, honestly. So I just think it's going to be – I think it's going to be hard. I think it's going to be hard today. I think it's going to be hard this weekend. And I think the rest of the season is going to be hard.
Well, hopefully they can try to continue to have some positives, right? You play the game that's in front of you, win one, try to win another. But I don't want to say there's moral victories, but you want to see other – signs of life, and one of those is maybe a specific player. How about Adley Rutschman, Rich? And Adley's been probably the most scrutinized and criticized over the last calendar year because of the struggles he had in 2024, off to a slow start. But he had the big homer in Milwaukee, helped the Orioles win in extra innings. Just talk a little bit about maybe what you're seeing and really how Adley enhancing his play. I've always felt, Rich, the Orioles have gone with how Adley Rutschman has been able to help them, especially offensively, just as much as he can command a pitching staff.
Well, Adley in a different way
mm-hmm.
than I do. I just know him from covering him, but it seems that, this year he seems, he doesn't seem as tense as he seemed, the end of last year. His walk and strikeout rates are pretty much in line with his good seasons, 22 and 23. They're not, it's not like he's striking out a whole lot more than he did. It's not like he's walking a whole lot less. The balls just aren't going where they're supposed to go. You want moral victories. Well, yes, I mean there's Rutschman, who needs to be playing better. There's Jackson Holliday, who is playing better and needs to be playing more. And then there's Ryan Mountcastle,
mm-hmm.
who they brought the wall in for him, and it's not like he's hitting tons of home runs. I mean he's three home runs since the All-Star break last year. I mean that's just not going to make it. They have to get a lot of these players to start playing well, and it starts if Adley Rutschman starts hitting the way he's supposed to hit. That would be really important for them in a lot of ways.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us here 105.7 The Fan. Bob Hitty, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Rich, your impressions of Mike Elias taking a few days before he met with the media to explain why they decided to hit the eject button on Brandon Hyde there.
Yeah, I wasn't pleased with that. I thought that he should have done it right away. Most teams do it right away. Selfishly, I wasn't scheduled to be in Milwaukee. I do, as you guys know, I cover a lot of games. I cover 125 or 130 games a year, maybe sometimes. And that was a series I wasn't going to be at. And I would have liked to have been there. And I wish that he would have done it over the weekend when more of us would have had the opportunity to do so, to talk to him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you there, Rich. I think it's always easier when your leadership kind of steps up and takes the brunt of it and gets out in front of it, because it put the players in a tough position, And I guess in this case, though, and I'm with it, or this is my opinion moving forward, we're not going to see really any other changes, Rich. That's what I believe this year. I think I'm curious, though, do you believe we're going to see some philosophical changes where they're really going to have to address maybe how they're going to present things with a new possible coaching staff in 2026?
Well, I would say, you know, let's assume that Mike Elias is going to get the opportunity to reset this club. I mean, I think he is, but you never know. Mm-hmm. You might know more than I do. But assuming he's back, and assuming unless the Orioles play really, really good ball the rest of the way, we'll have, I think, a new manager and a new coaching staff. And one of the things that Elias hasn't said definitively is Tony Mancino the manager for the rest of the season, or is he out looking or contemplating looking for another manager during the season? So I don't, that's one of the things I really want to know. Mm-hmm. I mean, does Tony Mancino have, 120 game audition, or a little less than that? But I think that's important. I mean, when he was asked last Sunday, he said, well, was he going to be the manager for the rest of the year? He just said interim tag, which I assumed meant that, yes, he was. But that hasn't been definitively addressed.
Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Rich, as we head into this Memorial Day weekend, what's happening on the website?
Well, we have all sorts of Oriole news, and we have a nice tribute to Jim Henneman by Peter Schmuck that's gone up in the last couple of hours. And we'll have stories from today's game, and we'll keep going. We'll keep going until the Orioles stop.
Rich Dubroff, always great to see you or talk to you. We'll see you next week at Oriole Park at Camden Yards when the Red Hot Cardinals come to town. Battle of the Birds, I guess.
Well, I'll look forward to that. Always great to be with you, Bob, and it's always a joy to talk to Ryan.
Thanks, Rich.
Rich Dubroff, everybody. Orioles and Red Sox coming up here in a matter of minutes. Keep you up to date on the score until 2 o'clock when we come back. American League East report what happened in the division yesterday. Yankees remain red hot. So are the Blue Jays. We'll get into that. Look at the schedule and the standings update. And again, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Oriole fans, your confidence level that Mike Elias can weather this storm, that he created a lot of the inclement stuff. Can he weather this storm and get the Orioles back into the playoffs in 26, because they're not going this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Orioles and Red Sox coming up here in a matter of minutes. Orioles line up for game one against the Bo Sox. Rain out last night. Split doubleheader, 135 and then 705. Game one, Cade Povich on the hill. 1-3 with a 5.23. Jackson Holliday leading off at second base. Adley Rutschman behind the plate. Gunnar Henderson, Ryan Ripken is the DH for game one. Mountie, three homers since the All-Star break last year. That's not good for a guy that's cleaning up today at first base. O'Hearn is in left field. Talked about him. If Nolan McGraw was running the Orioles, O'Hearn's suitcase would be packed waiting for his next destination. You got Arias at third base. Sed's in center. Kerstad's in right. A lot of ground out there at Fenway Park to cover in right field. And Jorge Mateo is a shortstop for Boston. Duran's in left field. Devers the DH. Bregman's at third. Ref Snyder, pain in the ass. One of those guys. You love him if he's on your team, but he's not. Cleaning up in right field. Stories at short. Navarez behind the plate. Sogard's at first. Campbell, great young players at second. And Sadon Rafaela is at center field. Brian Bello is on the hill for Boston.
And Bayo's got good stuff, but he's been inconsistent with his overall play. You know, numbers might not look as bad, but that's how he is. He's got consistently good stuff, but inconsistent results. Tough lineup for the Red Sox. I mean, for the Orioles, I mean, I like it at the top. Duran, Devers, Bregman. I mean, that's a really, really potent 1-2-3 when you look at it. But on the flip side for the O's, Bob, I love Jackson Holliday. You're the leadoff guy. Keep him there. Righty-lefty, keep him in the leadoff spot. Let him continue to grow and develop. And you just hope that this team can continue to build off of last game, right? A lot of good things offensively, especially late. Comeback victory. See if they can carry it over here in the first game of a four-game set.
With Devers, real quick, and we were talking with Chris Cotillo yesterday from MassLive.com. Yep. They wanted him to DH after they signed Bregman, who was a multiple-time Gold Glove winner and then promptly led majors in errors by third baseman for his mother so the season. So he got used to that. He's been raking. And then when Casas went down for the year, the GM, the lefty, pitched for the Breslow. Said, hey, would you be interested maybe in moving to first? And he basically had the press conference after the game with his interpreter. He said, you know, bleep you. Go do your job and bringing a new first baseman. Is that is he right? So maybe being offended because they asked him twice, or does he have to pull an O'Hearn and play wherever you ask him to play?
Well, I mean, typically, you know, you always love when a guy's like, hey, however I can help a team win, right? You know, and that's a lot of people's mentalities. Personally, that's what I try to do. And so when you hear a guy saying, no, screw it, I'm not doing it, you know, you sometimes can, your first reaction is, well, man, you're not a team guy. I don't think that's fair to Rafi Devers. And the reason why I say this is that he's made it very clear he wants to play third base. And then already this year they said, hey, you're not good enough to play third base for us. We like Bregman there more than you. That's business. That's the choice. And then he gets used to a different role. I think that's my biggest part, is you had him get used to one role as a DH where he wasn't as comfortable. You saw it early. He figured it out. And now you're asking him to do another position that he's never played. And I know that people would say, hey, just go over and catch the ball. It's not as simple as that, by the way. Because your job is to help your fielders. Great infielders. You show me their first baseman, I can tell you how great they can be for making throws all over the field. So I don't blame Rafi for that. So that's the context of it. But I will say one thing, Bob.
Yes.
He knows how to compartmentalize this because Devers is red hot. Almost hitting, he's approaching 400 for the month of May. That's how good Devers been. So clearly this whole dispute isn't affecting his play on the field.
yesterday in the American League East. Remember, the Orioles and Red Sox did get rained out, but the Yankees series finale taking on the Texas Rangers, and a young guy did something he had never done before at the major league level.
Bebop sets one deep to right field. That ball is gone. See ya. His first big league home run gives the Yankees a 1-0 lead.
That is Michael Kay on Yes. Jorbit Vivas hit his first home run, as you heard. And that was it. That was the offense last night, Yankee Stadium, as New York wins one zip over the Texas Rangers. Carlos Rodon goes six strong, two hits, eight strikeouts. Yankee sweep Texas here at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, and Rodon looks like that Rodon that was supposed to be the one when he signed that contract in New York, right? He was sensational, having a great year. And Vivas, I want to point him out, the guy that had the home run. He's also the guy a few days ago when they were playing the Mets on Sunday, had a 0-2 count and fought back for an 11-pitch at bat to put the ball in play. The Yankees end up scoring a run right there. They put the game away. Really cool moment. And obviously that big league home run has to feel good to add to his mantelpiece.
Slugfest up in Toronto yesterday as the Blue Jays take on the Padres. You got extra baseball in the 11th, and the home team finish it off there.
Through the left side, a base hit. And Nathan Lucas walks it off.
Lucas, calling the Lukes. Nathan Lucas with a game winner. Dan Schulman, Sportsnet, on the call. Dalton Barshow, Gary's son, I believe it is. He scores the winning run as the Blue Jays win in 11-7-6. Gavin Sheets in a losing effort for the Padres. Five ribbies yesterday for the San Diego Ball Club, who got swept in Toronto.
Yeah, rough stretch for the Padres. Blue Jays get over 500. And yeah, my guy Gavin Sheets on my show yesterday, Ryan Ripken Show, it almost became the Gavin Sheets Show. We were live while it was happening. And, you know, I even posed the question now, and Nolan, maybe, I know Nolan has to agree. Wait. Can't speak for him. Was the biggest mistake for the Orioles this offseason not signing Gavin Sheets, who honestly is having a great year, and I'm really happy to see him thrive in San Diego.
Today in the American League East, Blue Jays at the Rays, 7:05. Yankees at the Rockies, 8:40. And the Orioles at Boston, doubleheader about to start here in a few minutes. American League East report. Let's get to the standings as we head into this Memorial Day baseball fun. Yankees won four in a row, 8 of 10, 30-19. They are now five games over. Toronto, however, Blue Jays now over 500. They've won three straight, 6 of 10. Boston, 6 off the pace. Tampa's won two in a row. They're 7 back. And the Orioles bringing up the rear, 16-32. 13.5 games out, minus 85. Run differential. Tigers, five games up on the Guardians in the AL Central. Well, it's actually Cleveland, Minnesota, Kansas City are all five out there. Chicago in last place, 17.5. Seattle, 2.5 up on Houston. Texas and the Angels are four back. Angels have won 7 in a row.
Excuse me?
Yes, and on the opposite end of that, they just swept the A's, who have now lost 9. In a row, 7 games out of first place. Phillies on fire, now first place in the Central. In the NL East, they've won 7 straight. Mets are 2 back. Braves, they've lost 2 in a row. They're 7.5 games out, but Acuna's back tonight for them.
Yes, he is.
So they got Strider back a couple of days ago. Now they get Acuna. Nats have won 5 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They're 9 out, and the Marlins bringing up the rear. Minus 12 there. Cubbies 3 games up on the Cardinals, who will be in Baltimore next week. Brewers are 5.5 back, as are the Reds. Pirates, 13.5. How about Charrington having to come out and say we're not trading Paul Skeens?
I mean, it's the media now, and you wonder, because that's how, I guess, low people feel of the Pirates in the national media sense. What's the direction? Hey, if you're not going to try to win with the best pitcher in baseball and Paul Skeens, then try to get a huge deal back. But yeah, I mean, I'm not trading Paul Skeens if I'm Pittsburgh. But what you need to do is figure out how to put a better product on the field. And that's something that fans, the organization, they got to put some things together here.
Yeah,
17 under.
They gave Reynolds a contract extension. He's not doing all that great. Cabrian Hayes. So they've invested in some of the young talent. They just haven't played up to the deals. But Paul Skeens, you could probably get a boatload for him, though, if you're Pittsburgh. Right?
And I don't think it would be enough. Honestly, when you're thinking about it, Paul Skeens, arguably, he is the top pitcher in baseball. To me, he is the best pitcher. I don't think there's a deal out there that you could justify making or a team would actually do to acquire the powerful righty.
Out in the NL West, real quick, Dodgers are two games up on the Giants. San Diego, they've lost six straight. They're three back. Diamondbacks are five back in the Rockies, 8-42. Worst record through 50 games in modern baseball history, going back to 1895. To get something this putrid, they've lost five in a row, 9 of 10. Their run differential is -159.
Looking at the record, 8-42. Saying it out loud, 8-42. I know in Baltimore it is tough because of expectations, but man, I don't care if the Rockies are supposed to be one of the baseball's worst teams. That is a miserable, miserable time out there in Colorado.
We'll come back, take some phone calls at 410-583-1057. Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Orioles taking on the Red Sox. We'll keep you up to date on the score up until 2. Then Inside Act.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Access takes over. First at bat of the game. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Let's get out to the phones. People want to talk. Let's go to Lewis at Sykesville. Lewis, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How's it going out there?
All right. How you doing?
Well, all right. So you're going to have to give me a minute here because everybody's talking about, you know, the Orioles and what they need to do. And, you know, people are calling for Elias and calling for trades. And I don't think it's as simple as pushing a few buttons and the team just gets right on track here, right? You've got, you know, when it comes down to it, the guys on the field have got to play at a higher level. We've seen them play at a higher level. You know, I think they're capable of playing at a higher level. I think there's confidence in the front office and the ownership group that they can play at a higher level. But they have to perform. I think people calling for Elias need to realize that, you know, he can trade some of these guys and move up prospects, but like Buck said, they're prospects. You just don't know. You'd like to see some, you know, more efficiency there with trading these guys. But the thing that's overextending on top of all of this is we got a CBA to sign in this offseason. You know, and I don't think people realize how much that impacts decisions that front offices and ownership groups make when it comes time to putting teams on the field. They have to be able to plan out multiple years, not only for performance, but for payroll. And what are they going to get back? And the way these CBA negotiations have been going, I don't have any confidence that we're going to have a clean process here. I think it's going to be another very, very contentious situation between the players' union and management and ownership. And I think if you bring that into the equation, Elias is being evaluated right now by ownership group. Hyde clearly wasn't getting the job done going back to last year when they were on their skid. He couldn't push the right buttons. We know analytics is a big part of this club. We know analytics helps set the lineups, right? So there's not one or two things we can push that just make the ship turn around. And I don't think anyone should have realistic expectations that the buttons are going to be pushed this year. I think if this is something that they try to weather the storm with an interim manager, Rubenstein takes a look at what's happening. He makes a decision on what they want to do once the CBA gets put in place. But we don't know what's going to happen until we get that CBA in place. And that's not something a lot of people want to hear. I think that's a really big part of this conversation. And I think it has to be accounted for, you know, going forward.
All right, Lewis, good call. And I believe Tony Clark, head of the Players Association, yep, even hinted at a possible lockout.
Yeah.
Next year, too, to that point.
I think it's a great point on there is going to be some question marks. And you know the players, and this is with every union, right? You saw it in the NFL, and that's what the NFL and MLB, I think, are the most talked about situations with lockouts and collective bargaining. But for baseball, the MLB union is one of the strongest, might be the strongest in all the professional sports. And with that being said, they are very willing to push it to more extremes and willing to walk and lock out. So I'm really curious where that goes. But when it comes to the Orioles, to tie this all together, yeah, there's a few things that they're going to have to figure out here. And I still think it goes back to philosophically, what are you going to do? What is your team going to be? So if we're talking about all the things you can't control with, who are you going to pay in the offseason? Who's going to be available? What's the CBA? Inside, infrastructurally, how do we want to play baseball? What is our team identity supposed to be moving forward? Those are questions that you can start to address now, and that can be set in stone moving forward, because that's one thing, Bob, I think is missing for this team. They have great guys. We thought they had the culture, and they might still have it, but they don't have an identity as a team, and I think that is something I would love to see answered and addressed going into 26.
Jackson Holliday struck out to lead off the game for the Orioles. Adley at the plate right now against Brian Bale. Let's go to Ed Narbutus. Ed, what's up?
Bob, Ryan, Nolan, happy Friday to you all.
Same to
happy
you, Ed.
Happy Friday.
Thank you, gentlemen. Excellent baseball victory by the O's in their last game. Starting pitcher, six innings, quality strong. Team defense, be reliably constant throughout, because it can be every game that they play. And the key word is constant. Infielders, anticipate ground ball, circle up hands for line drives, balls to the wall to run down everything in flight, pop-ups and fly balls. And that's paramount because your pitcher made a get-out pitch. As a defender, read ground up. Make all the routine plays. Sure sign of a squeaky clean team defense, the thrown baseball should never touch the ground. Stay in the game to win the game. In contrast, offense in any sport will always be an up-down variable. Every repetitive hitting drill is designed to lessen the downside variance. There's only two meaningful offensive goals for batting orders: on-base percentage and individual contribution to knock in a run or score a run, which is a reasonably attainable expectation. Seven different O's accomplished that to secure the win on Wednesday. Last thing, two unknowns now. Can the starting rotation duplicate in consistent follow-up manner to what we saw last game? Will the O's batting order recognize early to adjust if facing a shutdown arm to go small ball in addition to long ball? Long ball definitely preferred. But don't go down passive in any offensive inning. Play attack baseball always. Always thinking the how-to. That's how you win a baseball game. Thank you for your courtesy, gentlemen. Have a good weekend.
Ed, great call as always.
I mean, and look, I the parts that I love with Ed talking about, and I like to say it's complementary baseball, it's fundamental baseball. You need to do that. And when it comes to your lineups where you're saying, hey, are you getting on? Are you helping us find a way to get that run in? Isn't that kind of what we've talked about for a while, Bob? And for the Orioles right now, here's an opportunity. For example, as we're talking about this, Gunner hits the ball off the wall. You got two outs. See if you can have a little, what I like to call, two-out lightning. Now, can you get him in as long as Gunner's staying on the base there?
He's safe.
He's safe. Hey, capitalize in situational hitting. This is it right now. Can Mountie get him in? And that's a part of it, right? Find a way to get the job done.
And we'll let you know what he does after the break. And then a fun-ass trip with Nolan McGraw inside Access at 2. Just trying to get a little positivity momentum wise before we come back to Baltimore for the Cardinals next week. And see if Mike Elias will meet with the media when they're back home, when it's more of a fair throng, shall we say, as Rich Dubroff said. He did that in front of a lot of people that weren't usually there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? for sure. And as we're watching this game, hopefully the Orioles, you know, win the first one, then you get a chance to win the second, right? One at a time. Devers, there was a 2-0 fastball right down the middle. And you could tell he's a little bit mad at himself for not being able to get the bat off his shoulder, which, by the way, hitters are going to take pitches right down the middle, Bob. I just wanted to throw that out there. Why? It's a mental game at the big league level. But as far as the Orioles and all the issues, hey, look, I hope they can get behind what's happened. It's been a circus, the drama. You don't want to talk about what press conferences you had or hadn't had. Now you just want to see, can you get back on track here? That's what I want it to be. And for Baltimore, that's what they want to do when they come back here to face St. Louis and try to find some sort of rhythm.
Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes, followed by Baltimore baseball tonight. Orioles taking on the Sox, game two of this day nighter. Tim Barbalay said, and you, Ryan Ripken, will be on the call there.
Yeah, right. Getting
the fans ready, hopefully. Doubleheader sweep, maybe.
That'd be great. Well, we'll take it one pitch at a time here. But yeah, I'm double duty today. Double duty. If you want to come in and join us,
nope,
though, Bob,
nope,
okay.
Nope.
It's enough of ripping it with Ryan and Bob Haney.
I will see you at Pickles next week. Nolan McGraw, any closing thoughts for the people
here? Yeah, so Monday's a holiday. Obviously, Vinny and Haney will not be on, as are most of the regular shows. But if you still want your sports fix, I will be on starting at noon. Don't know how long I'm going to be on.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Maryland is playing Syracuse in the lacrosse semifinals. If Maryland wins, 105.7 will carry the game on Monday, and that pregame gets started at 12:45. So I'm either on for 45 minutes or for 2 hours, but I will be on. So tune in at noon. If you're driving home from the beach, come hang out for a little bit. We'll have plenty of Orioles stuff.
There you go. Nolan McGraw is going to be coming your way, everybody, on Monday. You don't want to miss that, like we don't want to miss this final trip of the week through the Fun House.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Let's see. This texter here says, the elite talent pipeline philosophy that Elias had, it sounded great at the time, especially considering the team was really starved for any real prospect talent. But that pipeline has burst. They created a logjam where guys can't get any real playing time at the majors beyond platoon roles. Completely counterproductive at this point.
I mean, to find out what you have, you got to play. And I mentioned it earlier in the show. The Orioles, when you have a top prospect or top farm system, usually your big league team is not very good. And the Orioles have been one of the best teams the last two seasons. So that factored into it, but at one point, and people, if they want to look at the frustrations, you do have to make a decision on guys, and that's probably what they could have done a little bit earlier. But I do understand that, heck, there are still more questions than answers, Bob, when it comes to who the Orioles think can be a big league player.
This text here says, I think between Couser, Henderson, Westberg, and Holiday, Elias thought that the Orioles would bash their way to the playoffs, much like the 96 Orioles, except, well, that 96 Orioles team had a Hall of Fame pitcher that the O's seemed to be missing.
Yeah, they had a pretty good guy, the Moose, you know? And look, we'll be honest here. We knew the starting rotation was going to have some issues. We knew it wasn't going to be a strength. But guess what? You needed your offense to be a strength, and it wasn't. I mean, heck, defensively, they haven't been as good as they can be.
No.
So if you are going to be deficient in one thing, you better be really good at the other parts of your game, especially with their lineup. And the stats speak for themselves. They have not been up to par, and that's why they are in this hole to start the season.
And at the time, the 96 Orioles set a record for home runs in a season by a ball club.
Brady hit 50 that year.
Pretty good.
Never yeah. again.
Never again.
He'll always have that year.
Hey, he had a couple. Brady, I think he was more than just that 150 home run
season. Brady's a great player.
Yeah. Very good player. Hall of very good.
Yes.
All right, our final text of the week comes from Bill in Haverty Grace. Says, looking back at the last six drafts, it's easy to see why the Orioles are in dire straits. This is all on Elias and his analytical team. They really missed on quite a few of their draft picks. Kerstad in particular, he's got Rutschman listed here as well, says, plus drafting no pitching, setting yourself up for failure. This is disappointing for all long-suffering Orioles fans.
Whatever happened to Carter Baumler? Didn't they draft him a few years ago? Pitcher.
Yeah.
They thought he was going to be kind of a steal later in the draft.
Yeah, I mean, right now, well, any pitcher that they've drafted hasn't come to fruition in the Mike Elias era, so to speak. But I'm going to pump the brakes on the Heston Kerstad thing. I'm not giving up on Heston. I'm certainly not giving up on Adley. And once again, Heston Kerstad has 247 at-bats for his career. Let him get healthy. And I'll tell you what, if he wasn't hitting the head last year, I think we would have seen a breakout from Heston for that second half in 2024. Hang with him before we start to make that ultimatum.
Sun is coming out here in Baltimore. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, everyone. A safe one on top of that. Inside Access coming up next for Nolan McGraw and Ryan Ripken. I'm Bob Haney. Again, stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. For now, Plastis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.